caveat for this is, A, I'm not a math person. Number two is, this is a rather intense and complex topic that I couldn't even bring the Korahs down because there's so many. So last night, I just jotted down a bunch of notes, and I hope it comes out making sense. I feel it's important to talk about this topic, which I haven't introduced yet, because it comes up so often, and maybe, again, this is a very, very cursory overview, will help us understand various terms we throw around. So what I want to discuss today as we begin this discussion in the laws of tefillah is the concept of zmanim, of times. Because I'm sure we're all familiar, we throw the term out shkia. Night, we throw out nates, mishiyaker. We throw out terms such as Rabbeinu Tam, his shkia versus other shkias. We have to finish eating chametz by a certain time. We have to say Shema by a certain time. We have to say Zman Tefillah by a certain time. And if you want clarity, so you go to myzman.com, and what you're left is with this sheet I gave out to you, which has 30 different zmanim. And I gave you the truncated version. If you hit the little button on the bottom, it says click here for more zmanim. You have 6 different times you're supposed to say Shema by. You have 4 different times that is nightfall. Actually, nightfall, there can be 30 different times what nightfall is or when Tzeisa Kochavim is. Right? These are terms we've heard. Tzeisa Kochavim, when the stars come out. What does this all mean? So I thought we'd do, a very rudimentary overview to give us some sort of understanding and to grasp exactly what's going on. And then we're going to discuss why, especially this next week, it's going to be very relevant because we run into a bit of a situation at 6:30 Shacharis with the time to put on Talis and Tefillin.
Which one do we see?
We'll discuss it. We'll get through all of it. So let's discuss this Zmanim. First of all, there is a debate, but we're going to assume for now, when we discuss time in Halacha, we're working with what's called Sha'os Zmanios. Sha'os Zmanios are the day, as in daytime, which we're going to have to define also, is divided into 12 equal parts. So unlike in the solar time or the hours we're used to, where there's 60 minutes per hour, and that never changes. So a day could be 4 hours, or 5 hours, or by the equator it could be an hour or 23 hours. When it comes to halacha, we're going to assume for now that we're dealing with Shoah's Manus, which means from daybreak until nightfall, whatever that is, we divide it into 12 equal parts, which means on a perfect equinox day in Yerushalayim, you have each hour is in fact 60 minutes. But in the winter, each hour is going to be longer than 60 minutes because again, you have to divide it into, it's shorter than 60 minutes, excuse me, you have to divide it into 12 equal parts. So those are Shoah's Manios. So what is day? What exactly is day? We have a number of different terms we use. Day can be from dawn, which would be once the sun hasn't risen yet, but you see in the eastern horizon some sort of light coming up, and that could extend all the way until Tzeisa Kochavim when the stars come out, or you could define day by sunrise to sunset. There's gonna be a big difference there. What is day? Again, so we have the Gra of Elijah Kramer from Vilna. He said day is sunrise to sunset. What takes place before that? It's not day, but it might not necessarily be night. You're in the quasi-period. What takes place after sunset? So then you have, again, a quasi-period until you have nightfall. But it's not considered part of the day, which means if you want to daven mincha, you can't daven mincha past the shkia, past sunset, because it's no longer considered day. The Magen Avraham disagrees. The Magen Avraham says, no, day is from dawn, what's called Amud HaShachar, when the light starts coming on the eastern horizon, until nightfall, Tzeisa Kochavim, when the stars come out. It's a longer period of time, but what does that mean? That means, for instance, when it comes to Shema, our first term, Shema, we know there's a time where Shema has to be said by the end of the third hour of the day. Well, if you're, according to the Gra, third hour of the day is going to be later because your day starts later, starts at sunrise. Whereas according to the Magen Avraham, the third hour of the day is going to be earlier because your day starts at dawn. Similarly, when it comes to eating chametz on Erev Pesach, you might see this two times. Again, chametz has to be done by the fourth hour, you finish eating it. Well, according to the Magen Avraham, that's going to be earlier than the Gra, because the Gra says you start counting those 4 hours from sunrise, whereas the Magen Avraham says you count it from earlier. Any questions? All right, that's the easy part. So, the question is as follows. Let's begin with Shkia. Shkia is mi-sunset. We all know you walk outside, when the sun goes down, it's still light outside until the stars come out. There is some sort of lag there. Some sort of lag there. I'm not going to give it a term yet. How long is it between when the sun goes down, and by the way, we're talking about Yerushalayim on a perfect equinox day, just because it's to keep things simple. Or Bavel, it's even better, where the Talmud Bavli was written. How long is there from the time the sun goes down until the stars come out? Oh, so you're jumping the gun already. We'll get there in a second. And what's machlokas? So the Gemara indicates, first, the Gemara says it's 12 mil. 12 mil. What's 12 mil? So for, as we know, back in the day, they didn't have watches. So what you had to do in order to tell time was you found something that everyone kind of knew, some sort of marker or indication, and you said, okay, the amount of time it takes to eat a loaf of bread. How much is that? Everyone kind of assumes about 3 or 4 minutes, 9 minutes. Interesting, I was once reading Bernard Lewis, and he talks about in the Arab countries. In the Arab countries, they didn't have watches until rather late recently. So he said one of the expressions is, how long does it take to get from here to my house? 2 cigarettes. Meaning to say, the amount of time it takes to smoke 2 cigarettes. It's not 100% precise, but that's the way you tell time. You have to find some sort of marker where everyone kind of recognizes. So the Gemara says, 4 mil, which is the approximate time to walk 4 mil. What's that? I have no idea. We'll have to explain that in a minute. We'll assume for now, 4 mil, that's sunset until tzeis. That's one indication. The Gemara points out also from dawn until sunrise is 4 mil as well. 4 mil.
What time of year, though?
We're talking about a perfect equinox day. A 12-hour day. Well, that'll make things easier. Here's the problem. There's a Gemara, another Gemara that indicates the time from sunset until tzeis kochavim is 3/4 of a mil. And that's a huge difference. Is it 4 mil, which again we're not defining intentionally, or is it 3/4 of a mil? So Rabbeinu Tam jumps up and says, I'll tell you what it is. There are two sunsets in halacha. There is the actual sunset, the one we all perceive. That happens. There's no halachic validity to that. There's no halachic validity to that. Rav Schechter points out, except maybe that you can't bring karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash afterwards, which would indicate if our mincha is patterned after karbanos, so you couldn't have mincha after this shkia, regardless of if you want to have a later shkia. Just put it out there. But Rabbeinu Tam says, again, the contradiction, is it 4 mil, is it 3/4 of a mil? He says as follows. Two sunsets. Sunset number one is when the sun goes down. Halachically, it's still considered day until, he says, you go 3 mil and 1/4, 3 mil and 1/4, as in 3/4 of a mil before the stars come out. Then the day's over, and that's what begins Bein HaShemashos. Heard the term Bein HaShemashos before? Bein HaShemashos is this quasi period. It's not day and not night. That lasts for 3/4 of a mil. And again, we're going to give numbers for it in a minute. And then it's nightfall. So according to Bein HaTam, what you have is sun goes down and it's still considered day. Still considered day. If it's Shabbos, it's still Shabbos. Still Shabbos all the way. 1 mil, 2 mil, 3 mil, 1/4 of a mil. And then it's still Shabbos, but Shabbos starts ebbing away for this quasi period, not day, not night, for another 3/4 of a mil, and then Shabbos is over. By the way, it works the other way around as well. While we all take in Shabbos early, Rabbeinu Tam's like, well, a minute. Sun goes down on Friday, still technically day, halachically. 1 mil, 2 mil, 3 mil, you can still do malacha, even though it's totally dark outside. You get to that 1/4 of a mil, now it's like a quasi period, you take in Shabbos because maybe it is Shabbos, maybe it's not Shabbos, and then it's Shabbos. So it works on both ends. Rabbeinu Tam is consistent. In America, the Hasidim, they take, or maybe many others as well, they'll take in Shabbos. They'll take in Shabbos like we do, which will explain why we do that, but take out Shabbos late like Rabbeinu Tam because, again, it's still day, even though it looks like night. So Rabbeinu Tam solves this contradiction. Again, one Gemara says it's 3/4 of a mil, one says 4 mil, and he says, again, this nightfall, which is halachic, and then there's the sun going down, which has no halachic validity. However, the Gaonim, they disagree. And they say, no. Let me explain to what this Gemara is talking about. When the Gemara says, after 3/4 of a mil, day's over, the day's over. But you told me there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says it takes four mil. That's not a halachic Gemara. That's just giving a perception that three stars come out after 3/4 of a mil, which, by the way, if you go look outside, looks pretty much like that. What's the additional 3 mil and 1/4? Oh, that's just saying, when do all the stars come out? By the way, FYI, 3 stars come out. When is it really pitch black? You see the whole Milky Way in a place with no light pollution? That's know, 4 mil later. Halachically, what does that mean? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. But the Gemara is just pointing out, it happens to be that's the truth. But what do we need to know halacha? When the sun goes down, it's night, as we all know that. Day's over. And now, 3/4 mil later, which again, we'll get to all that in a mil, plug it back in, then it's going to be considered Shabbos is over. Shabbos is over. So what we have here is this big machlokas. Now, for those who have heard of Tam, Beit HaTam Shkia, not Shkia, what's going on here? It's two ways to interpret a Gemara. Do we assume nightfall is 3/4 mil following sunset? And then, day's over. Or Beit HaTam saying, no. We have a Gemara that says 4 mil later. The sun going down has no halachic validity. Although, again, I'll point out, according to Rav Schechter, based on Tosfos and Tzlachim, the only validity there is that in the base of Mikdash, you couldn't bring the afternoon sacrifices anymore because the sun went down, which would mean the correspondent to the afternoon sacrifice is Mincha. So even if you want to say, I want to follow Rabbeinu Tam and think the day extends all the way, you know, whatever it is, an hour later, which we'll explain in a minute, but still, you can't have Mincha past a physical, actual sunset. Okay. Here's the question. This is, what is a mil? That's all good and well. We have a machlokas. Is the sunset, and then is Shkia 3/4 mil, or is it 4 mil? What exactly is a mil? So we have to figure out a mil. How do you figure out this Talmudic measurement in minutes so that we can actually understand exactly what we're talking about? Because I probably sound a little like I'm talking gibberish right now. Am I talking gibberish? A little bit. No. Okay. So the Gemara in Pesachim, in a Gemara that's not related at all to figuring out the Zman and the times, says as follows. The Gemara is trying to figure out, again, like how big the world is and trying to make calculations. Again, not relevant for right now. Within that, the Gemara says, an average person can walk 40 mil in a day. 40 mil in a day. Again, good? So now, does that help us? Now we know? Now we know?
What's a day?
So we have two problems. We have, is it daylight, sunrise to sunset, like the Gra, or as Rashi points out there, is it Mishiyaker? Is it from the when the eastern horizon lights up until essentially the western horizon darkens?
Were they even talking about daylight? They could say just what you could do in one day.
No, they're still talking. No. Definitely talking. If daily, they're going to talk about halachic day. I think we have to define again. As we said, there's two machlokas about that. There's also another machlokas. Well, not machlokas. There's also okay, great. But again, so Charles will start walk all day. Well, maybe that's what Daniel's doing right now. Tell us how far he walks. It's not helpful. So we could do
something. That's all before they had the Apple Watch.
Exactly. So here's where the math comes in. Ready for the math? Who likes math? My hand's down. Okay, good. So as follows. According to Rashi in the Magen Avraham, where the day begins at Amud HaShachar, and we say there's 4 mil from Amud HaShachar until sunrise. And then at the end of the day, there's 4 mil from sunset until Tzeis. So now we know right away, we can get rid of those. 4 mil, get rid of those, which means between sunrise and sunset, there's only 32, a person can only walk 32 mil, right? Again, a person walks 40 in a day, but we know 4 taking place before sunrise and 4 taking place before sunset. Okay? Charles, follow? If I'll use hours. Ready? I'll use hours now. If a person can walk 40... So again, an average person, part of it is we can't get as precise, which is also a different discussion of back then that nothing could be as precise, so how precise do we have to be nowadays? This is a big discussion I don't want to get into now. It's a more, I think, a hashkafic discussion. But again, if an average person is going to walk 4 hours in a day, walks 40 hours in a day, but four take place before sunrise, and four take place afterwards, that means that a perfect equinox day of 12 hours, a person is walking 32 mil. So now, a perfect equinox day, 12 hours, that means, how many minutes are in 12 hours? 720. Right, 720, which means 32 divided by 720 is, I did the math already, 22 and a half. 22 and a half. Right? Follow? There's 720 minutes in a day. You divide that by 12 hours in a day, divided by 32, you're walking 32 mil in approximately 720 minutes. That means each meal is 22.5 minutes. Equals a meal is 22.5 minutes. Follow? Anyone here lost? Does it make sense, Jonathan?
Yep.
Makes sense. Okay, we're good. Meaning to say, if just you have 30, a person can walk 32 mil from in 12 hours. That's what we're saying effectively. Right? A person can walk 32 mil in 12 hours. So you figure out how many minutes are in each hour in 12 hours, 720. Divide that by 32. Equals it takes 22.5 minutes to walk a mil, which would mean, according to this opinion, how long does it take for dough to rise, become chametz? Says the Gemara, a mil. Well, how long is a mil? According to the sheet, that's 22.5 minutes, not 18. This would also mean, if you do the math, what's 22.5 times 5? Times 4, excuse me? 90. Which means from sunrise to sunset on a perfect day, sorry, from Amud HaShachar until sunrise is 90 minutes. From the sun going down until Tzeis is 90 minutes, which means according to Ben Tam, Shabbos comes out 90 minutes after the Shkia. Now, which also mean that if what's 3/4 of 22.5? Do I get a calculator out? Which would mean, according to our opinion, Shabbos ends 16.8 minutes, 17 minutes roughly, after Shkia. That's one opinion. But we're going to reject that opinion right now for another opinion, for a different approach. And that's as follows. According to the Gro, we pointed out, this whole calculation is based on the fact we're going from Misha Yaker until Tzeis. But if you say another day is only from sunrise to sunset, that means you could actually walk 40 mil from sunrise to sunset. So let's recompute this. 40 mil, now it's 720 minutes, right? 12 hours, 720 minutes. 40 going into 720 is 18 minutes. Which in a mil now is 18 minutes. Now, if you think about it, how long does it take your matzah to rise? We know 18 minutes because we're taking the more strict opinion, which would mean that 18 times 4 is 72. We've heard this opinion, 72 minutes. 72 minutes after Shabbos, according to Ben Tam, the Shabbos is over. 72 minutes prior to the sun going up, we can start already davening Shabbos, perhaps. Now, that's all Rabbeinu Tam. According to our opinion, we say, no, it's not 4 mil, right? Rabbeinu Tam was trying to figure out, we spent the machlokas, is Shabbos, is it Shkia, is nightfall 4 mil, or is it 3/4 of a mil? Rabbeinu Tam said it must be 4 mil, and 3/4 is irrelevant. We said, no, 4 mil is irrelevant. That's the same way it's totally nightfall. But when the stars start coming out, that's 3/4 of a mil. What 3/4 of 18 is 13.5. This means that 13.5 minutes after the sun goes down, on a perfect equinox day in Bavel, Shabbos is over. So that's where we're left. Any questions or thoughts before we move on to the next step? Okay. That all being said, here's the problem. The Grub points this out. He says, first of all, basically, if you walk outside, it's not true. Sometimes you walk outside 13 minutes after the sun goes down, it still looks pretty light outside. No? And according to Ben Tam, you walk outside maybe a half hour later and it's pitch black. What are you telling me? It's still day. So the Grub doesn't like this. The Grub points out that perhaps this is where the sun goes down, how fast it goes down, how fast night comes, really depends on your latitude and longitude and where you are. Where you are in equivalent to the equator, and this is where Jonathan comes in. You know, in North Pole, it's going to be very different than here. We're pretty low, right? New York's pretty low compared to like Spain or England.
England's
much further north. How about compared to Vilna?
Probably further, yeah.
Exactly. So the problem is that Moshe Feinstein points this out, that and yes, maybe in Bavel, Yerushalayim, you walk outside, you have 13.5 minutes. In Yerushalayim, it's not that. But if you were to walk outside in New York, or Moshe said he walked outside, went into his balcony a couple times, and he said, it's more of like 50 minutes. It's between 45 and 50 minutes, depending on what time of year it is. So, which means, seemingly, this whole calculation is irrelevant because it's based off when is it actually night, when is it not night. So what Rav Yechimel Chotchinsky suggested is as follows. These numbers aren't irrelevant, because what you can do is, this is where our meteorologist comes in. Whatever it says in Yerushalayim, let's say it's 13.5 minutes, what we have to basically do is find out, and this is using modern technology, what exactly, and this is, if you look at the sheet, it shows this, What degree is the sun below the horizon or above the horizon at, let's say, 13, or in this case, 13.5 minutes after Shabbos comes out? Where is the sun in reference to the horizon? What degree is it? And then just take that and, you know, and plug that into where we are now, and you can figure out, according to degrees, what time it's actually nightfall. Because what the Gemara is telling us is objectively where the sun is. 13.5 minutes in Bavel after sunset. In Bavel, that is sunset. So then just what degree is that of the sun? Is it 8.5 degrees? Is it 12 degrees? And then plug it into here as well. So that's where the interesting science kind of meets the halacha. What a lot of the posts, or most of the posts before they were able to do this, they just went outside. So Yerushalayim, they figure out, again, it runs the gamut, but around 22 minutes or so in Yerushalayim is when sunset becomes, when the three stars come out. Or most say about 45 minutes in America. Others say 42 minutes, 50 minutes. It kind of starts, it gets a little iffy to try to really figure out when sunset is, which is why Rav Mordechai Willig basically says, it's between 37 and 42 minutes. But he says 42 minutes, and he has a calculation, I'm not going to get into now, corresponds to Yechimich Tukachinsky's minute. And he basically says, definitely 42. If you can wait 72, it's even better, because you have Rabbeinu Tam, according to the lower sheet, though, assuming each one is 18 minutes as well. What? But look what it says, 72 minutes by degrees. Ma'is Manam loves by degrees. That's basically how they do everything. So, underneath it gives it a time?
So it's calculating the Allah's.
It's 16.1 degrees.
We know exactly when Nates
are hot. Nates is always sunrise. Nates means sunrise.
See that.
Correct.
Right. So we calculate Amudah Shafar based on 72 minutes.
Exactly. Well, so having Tosfos thinks it's objective 72, it's like it's solidified, it's always 72, it's never going to move. But Ma'is Manam always uses these degrees. Again, what we're effectively saying is the Gemara is telling us, all we're trying to figure out, I thought, is where the sun is. Wherever the sun is, that's going to either open the day up and allow us to do certain things, or end the day and no longer allow us to do certain things. Or, well, if the Gemara tells us that 13.5 minutes the sun is over here, or over here, then we can just figure out, okay, that's 13.1 degrees, or in this case, it's whatever it is, and just throw it and plug it back into where we are nowadays. Okay, so that's just a background. So again, if you want to just do a quick review before we get to the last step. So we opened up and said as follows. How long is a day? We said a person can walk. We said shkia is either 4 mil, which we said is 72 minutes, 72 minutes or 90 minutes, depending on how we... Let's work with 72. It's 72 minutes from Shkia until Tzeis, 72 minutes according to Bina Tam. We said, no, we reject that Gemara. We say it's only 3/4 of a mil, which is 13.5 minutes. 13.5 minutes. Again, what happens is we still incorporate the reality. In Yerushalayim, you walk outside, it's still light outside. So it's about 22 minutes. In America, it's about 55 minutes. So there's one opinion out there that says Bina Tam was only saying it when you couldn't see three stars. That's a real kula. Okay, what about in the morning? This is where it's relevant this week. If you look on the our Ma'is Manim, there's a concept out there of earliest Zman for Talis and Tefillin. Earliest Zman for Talis and Tefillin. If you look, this is October 28th, I did this last night, 6:31. If you look on Friday of November 3rd, it's 6:39 or 6:40. Meaning to say that there's a different time for when we're allowed to put on tefillin, we're not allowed to put on tefillin. It's called Mishayakir. What's Mishayakir? So seemingly the idea behind it is as follows. Mishayakir, the Gemara says, when are you allowed to put on your talis and say Shema? When you're able to discern the difference between a blue string and a white string on your tzitzis. Meaning to say that what's the earliest time? It's earlier than sunrise, but also we talk about the tzitzis, you have to see the tzitzis. So we derive from there to see the tzitzis that once it's light enough that with natural light you can tell the difference between a blue and a white string. Or another one is you can see the difference between a close friend. You can recognize a close friend from a certain distance, 4 miles away. So that means it's light enough now that you can put on your tzitzis. So we talk about there's dawn. Dawn is, again, it's still dark at dawn. You see a little light, you know, crest on the crest of the horizon. Once it gets, from natural light, it's light enough you can start seeing the difference between blue and white, which again, it's very ambiguous. Because this is not based, there's no science to this. So then you can put on talis and tefillin. What exactly is that? So this becomes a lot of Masorah and Minhag and tradition. Some say 32, some say 40 minutes, some say... It runs the gamut. Based off that, we end up as, you know, six, based off 6:31 to 6:39 this week, it seems like we couldn't put on our talis and tefillin until later in davening, which according to Mishnah Berurah, what you do is you should put it on, but don't make a bracha, which we're a little we don't really love doing that because we like making brachas prior to we do an action, and then take a break between Sukkot Zimra and Yotzerar to make the bracha. However, Rav Willig disagrees. Rav Willig says as follows. He quotes the Kavach Chaim, who says that in Yerushalayim, the minhag was always an hour before Nates, roughly an hour before Nates, that on a perfect equinox day is when they would put on their, it was when the earliest time putting on talis and tefillin. He says, "What? Where is the sun an hour before Nates? 12.9 degrees. If you look on the chart here, I went to suncal.com, which is something I've never seen. You can see the color, it's a little better. And I put in 12.9 degrees November 3rd. And where is the sun relative to everything? The sun at 12.9 degrees is... That's actually 2.87. It got cut off. But it's 7:24, I believe. 7:24. Means to say, if an hour before in Yerushalayim, an hour before Nates is considered Mishiyaker, and the sun is 12.9 degrees below the horizon, so 12.9 degrees below the horizon in Linden, New Jersey, is 6:24, excuse me, on November 3rd, which is the latest day that we'll be davening at 6:30, and therefore Mishiyaker is significantly earlier than the opinion brought down on MyZmanim.com. Put that together with what Moshe points out, based off of Rabbeinu Peretz as well, that at the end of the day, what's the worst thing that happens if you put on tefillin before you're supposed to? Because we actually do paskin. We do follow the opinion that tefillin, you can wear tefillin at night. We don't because when someone's asleep, they can't control their bodily functions. So what's the worst thing that happens? You put on your tefillin and make a bracha? Well, really, you could technically do that. What do you say? It's not a bracha levatullah. And even tzitzis, there's an opinion of the Rosh that says you're supposed to wear tzitzis at night as well. So you rely on that as well. Put it together, and again, this is a very amorphous time. There's a pre-Megadim that says an hour and 6 minutes prior to that. You put it all together, and it looks like, what's the worst? This is not the biggest deal in the world, especially if you run into the issue that people who don't put on tefillin until then, so people might not come to Minyan, and they say, I'll wait, and they get lost, they get busy, and they'll miss putting on talis tefillin all day. It's confusing. We don't love the idea of putting on talis tefillin without a bracha, and then making a bracha afterwards. So put it all together, and Willig says, 12.9 degrees. On top of that, what's the worst thing that can happen, even if it's wrong, but he's not wrong? And on top of that, we don't want confusion, and therefore, 7:24 is the earliest time you can put on talis and tefillin, based off this amount from Mishiyaker. Any questions? Yeah. 6:23. So, to summary, the most important thing we got out of this year is, this week, you can still put on talis and tefillin. It's 6:30, you show up to Minyan, or 6:35, or 6:40, 6:50, whatever you show up to Minyan. Because Mishiyaker is based off the degrees of Yerushalayim, and the minhag Yerushalayim was an hour beforehand, which is 12.9. Not on my Zman, we had to go to the sun cow. But hopefully also out of this, we learned to get to look quickly at our chart here. Now we can understand a couple more of these terms. Dawn is in degrees 72 minutes prior to Nates. Why? Because the Gemara says it's 4 mil. We said 4 mil, a mil is 18 minutes. Well, 18 times 4 is 72. Earliest time for talis and tefillin is Mishiyaker, when it's light enough to discern between blue and white. Now, Re'isim Oso, how do you define that? That's based on a lot of minhag. We said we're going to follow Rav Willig, which is 12.9 degrees, because that was the minhag in Yerushalayim. Sunrise is always sunrise. I have to explain that to you, so then other issues. Latest time for Shema, Magen Avram, what was that? Why is it earlier? So we said latest time for Shema is the end of the third hour. But if you count, Magen Avram begins the day at Alos HaShachar, when the sun begins to rise, which is 72 minutes prior to the Gra, which is the actual sunrise, which means he's 72 minutes later. Again, based on Shas Manios, off halachic time, we define it by breaking the day into 12 equal parts. Same thing for Shachar, same thing for Shema. We didn't talk about midday, we didn't talk about Mincha. And then sunset, we know. Nightfall is the big debate. Is nightfall when three stars emerge, three quarters of a mil, so it's 13.5 minutes, or... Again, adjust it for where we are based off where we are relative to the equator. Or is it 72 minutes, Rabbeinu Tam, because we wait for 4 mil, 18 times 4. With that, I wish you a wonderful day. I hope you're not all too confused.